With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Qinghai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence, which pinpoint the raising of livestock as the number one contributor to climate change, Supreme Master Qinghai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegan and practice sustainable living. We invite you to listen to a compilation of excerpts from Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures entitled The True Solution for a Carbon-Free Society.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Animals industry are number one killer of all killers on this planet. Forget about the war, forget terrorism. They are just small numbers compared to meat industry. Meat industry is the number one killer, is the number one murderer, and the legal murderer. And we endorse it. We accept it. This is all our wrongdoing, is all our fault. If the planet is to be gone forever, we cannot blame anything else, anyone else, except ourselves. If we don't do anything at all to change this, see? Okay, furthermore, it's not only the Amazon. NASA states that the single biggest direct cause of tropical deforestation is livestock grazing land. The livestock sector is the single largest human use of land. We have only 30% of land that cover the earth. The rest is 70% is water, yes? It's ocean. We have only 30% of land. And of that precious, 30%, one-third of it is used not for our true survival, but for livestock pasture or growing tons of grains for animal feed, or to produce a few pieces of meat, and you swallow it in 2 seconds. And that few seconds will bring you tons of sickness, disease, and suffering, sorrow, for yourself also. Even if we don't have compassion for the animals, please do have compassion for ourselves. Do not eat poison and continue to suffer more in the hospital with all kind of treatment related to it. In fact, we are losing 55 square meters of rainforest for every beef hamburger patty. Every little beef hamburger patty that costs 55 square meters. This is a pity, because we have better, more delicious, more nutritious, more healthy, and a safer alternative to hamburgers to nourish ourselves anyway. How can we, as very intelligent human beings, do this to ourselves? Not to talk about the cruelty that we committed to animals, which degrade us to this level. I am so sorry to have offended you. But I also take responsibility as a human being here on this planet for this, for all the things that I have not known before, for all the things that I am doing with you, I have been doing with you in this respect. So please do forgive me for being straight, honest, and justified.
Supreme Master, is it true that there are links between industrial farming of animals and global warming? And what are the actual effects of climate change?
Yes, yes, absolutely, Louis. The link from the livestock industry to global warming has been clearly established. In fact, earlier this year, the Irish government even considered creating a cow tax in order to meet the European Union's new strict climate goals. Ireland's Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, has stated in a report that the agricultural sector is the largest producer of greenhouse gases in the country, with livestock production accounting for 93% of Ireland's agricultural sector. Louis, livestock production in your country accounting for 93% of Ireland's agriculture sector. It is crucial that the animal rights sector is addressed to stop global warming. The world scientists fear that if we pass certain tipping points, the next stages of climate change would not only be fast, but irreversible and catastrophic, Louis. So, there are already signs of this dangerous time approaching through observations of lakes and elsewhere bubbling with methane gas that used to be stored safely below a frozen layer of the earth. No one knows when the day might be that enormous amounts are uncontrollably released, causing a sudden spike in temperature that could then catalyze runaway warming. That would be catastrophic for us, Louis. Over devastating effects of climate change have already been occurring. The heat-reflecting Arctic ice is on its way to completely vanishing in a very near summer. Rising sea levels and dozens of submerged or threatened islands, oceanic regions that are lifeless with dead zones or becoming too acidic to be livable due to excessive level of CO2, more frequent deadly wildfire, entire wildlife species going extinct 100 times faster than normal, more intense and destructive storms, disease-carrying mosquitoes spread by warming regions, disappearance of the world's glaciers, drying or disappear lakes and rivers by the tens of thousands and spreading of deserts. And as a consequence of these environmental impacts, 2 billion people are facing water shortage and 20 million people are in desperate state like refugees, except with no official protection. Very sad thing. All these situations are getting worse and worse and won't stop until we really change the way we live our life. So, what's to be done? The solution is quite easy. Simply stop eating meat. Simply stop eating meat. That is the best solution. This is imperative now because of the perilous state of our planet and our limited time. Stopping meat production will lower greenhouse gas emissions in the fastest possible way and halt the unspeakable environmental damages, ranging from climate change to land and water misuse, pollution, loss of wildlife, and threats to human health. Each new scientific study finds that livestock production, this killing of animals for meat, bears increasingly more responsibility for the climate change crisis of our planet. In fact,
The most recent calculations have concluded that livestock emits at least 51% of the greenhouse gases responsible for global warming. And soon after this new report, researchers from NASA just announced that methane, the potent greenhouse gas whose largest human-created source is the livestock industry, traps 100 times more heat than carbon dioxide over a 20-year period. This is an astonishing increased update from the previous number of 72 times. Until now, most studies used the fact that methane is 23 times more heat-trapping than CO2 over 100 years, which gives a less accurate picture about methane in its actual lifespan. Therefore, the powerful methane is actually a greater cause of the warming than previously estimated. The good news is that methane dissipates from the atmosphere in approximately 12 years, whereas it takes carbon dioxide thousands of years to disappear. So, if we want to make a rapid, effective difference now, we must stop the methane generation at its largest original source, that is the livestock industry. The livestock industry is also the top source of another major greenhouse gas, nitrous oxide. 65% of all human-made nitrous oxide is found in the manure and fertilizer for feed crops, which traps a hugely damaging 289 times more heat over a 20-year period. Next, the livestock sector is the single largest human use of land and the top driving force behind rainforest destruction. In the Amazon alone, over 90% of the deforested land since 1970 was for livestock. Trees are vital to help absorb greenhouse gases, but trees, when they are burned, also release rather than absorb greenhouse gases, thus making the problem worse. Forest burning for making pasture is also a major source of black carbon, which are soot particles capable of trapping 2,000 times more heat than CO2. Oh God, believe this. The super hot particles end up on the world's ice caps and accelerate their melting. The livestock industry causes a large part of the world's soil erosion. It is a leading driver of desertification, biodiversity loss, and water waste and water pollution. Despite water becoming scarcer each day due to global warming. Moreover, the livestock sector inefficiently drains our fossil fuel and food grain resources. In short, we throw away 12 times more grain, at least 10 times more water, and 8 times more fossil fuel energy to produce a portion of beef compared to a nutritional similar or even greater amount of vegan food. By the way, fishing is also horrendously wasteful and murderous. A major study predicts that all fished animals will be 90% gone by 2050 due to overfishing and overwasting by catch. I mean those fish and other marine life that they don't eat, but while catching all the fish, they kill them as well, by the billions. Moreover, it is such an alarming picture when we think about the billions of animals killed each year for so-called food. 55 billion, which is not even counting fish and other species. That is 8 times more innocent beings murder each year than there are people on the earth. How can our planet and our conscience support such unsustainable, damaging, and criminal practice. And all for a piece of dead flesh every day, which we now know isn't even healthy and in fact kills us. I pray that our world's leaders will take swift actions to ban the destructive meat production and instead use subsidies for organic vegan farming, which helps absorb emissions. Then we can have an immediate effect on climate change and have more time to develop and perfect our green technology to address CO2. I call upon the media to help as well, and thank you and the Irish Dog Journal for their part. And most important, individuals must turn to the planet-saving organic vegan lifestyle, because the dangers are mounting and time is urgent. If every one of us would only switch now, we will ensure a future for our children and generations to come.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution. And as a vice president, one of the proposals I've made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
We know that the agriculture and the meat production is one of the main causes of gas emission. And so it's very clear that the ratio per habitant of meat has to decrease.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green to save the planet.
Thank you for your company for today's episode of Between Master and Disciples. Join us again tomorrow for part 4 of The True Solution for a Carbon-Free Society. Up next is Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, right after Noteworthy News, here on Supreme Master Television. Please stay tuned. May you be guided by wisdom and kindness in your everyday life.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centres near you.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.